next Talmud Gemara pays nine on the base. It's not too easy. Okay. I'll try to figure out a little bit what's going on here. Let's see, starting from the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, Pei Zayin Amar Aleph. Boy Minei Rabbi Elazar Meirav. Just, I don't know historically, Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, he's Rabbi Elazar. Rav lived in Babel. This is before he went to Babel. Okay, I don't know. Okay, whoever it is. Boy Minei Rabbi Elazar Meirav, he asked the Shaila, what's the din? Chaybel v'bas k'tana shalachem chavol alami. You pay nezik tzari p'shevus aboshes. So who collects it? Do you pay the money to the little girl? What do you give the little girl? I mean, you put it in a bank account, you put it in escrow, and you hold it for the daughter. Or should I say, it doesn't go to the daughter? Me, Amrina, maybe I should say it goes to the father. But what do you mean Shvach Niurim goes to the father? There's a pasuk in Chumash that says Bin Nerehu Beisavia. That pasuk happens to be in Parshas Matos in connection with Haporas Nedor. That the father has the ability to be made for Nidre Bito HaNaira, Bin Nerehu Beisavia. What about Nidre Bito HaBogeres? Bogeres is not Bishu Savi anymore. So the father cannot be made for the Nedarim. What about a Bas Ketana? Can the father be made for the Nedarim? Pasuk only says Naira. The answer is the Bas Ketana, the Nedarim are not Chah. The Nedarim are not binding. A Cherishot in the Kotan takes a Neder, it's not binding. There is a Din that the last year before Bas Mitzvah, and the last year before Bar Mitzvah by a boy, and the last year before Bas Mitzvah by a girl, so that's a Din of Kotan, who's a Mufla Samach Liyush. So the Nedarim and Devdokim, you interrogate the child to see if they know what they were talking about. If they knew, you're there, L'shemi Nodah, L'shemi Higdish, they know what they're talking about, then the Nedarim Kayam, then the Neder is valid. That's either a Din Ben Derabbanan or a Din Ben Atar. That's a Machlokes and Maseches Nida, Machlokes Amarayim, with a Mufla Samach Liish is the Reis of the Rabbanan. Halacha L'maaseh, it's Machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid, where the Mufla Samach Liish is the Reis of the Rabbanan. So that's why so that's the question. The Chumash talks about Binurehu Beisavir. The father is the balabas to be made for the Nedarim all by himself. He doesn't need any other shutif. You don't need a bezdin to be made for the Nedarim. He can only be made for the same thing as Nidrei Ishta, only Dvarim Shebeino Lebeino, and Nidrei Yinu Nefesh. Alti Pashtus, it should be the same. That the father can only be made for Nidrei Dito, Hanairo, Haktano, only if it's Beinola, Beinon, Nidrin, and Nefesh. That's the Pashup Shah. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes that the father can be made for all the Nidorim, Nidri Bito. Even though Lagabi, the wife, is restricted, Nidri Bito is not restricted. Either Rani Estakash and Nidorim. It's a Beferish Sifrei. The Sifrei says that the same limitation applies to Nidri Bito as applies to Nidri Ishto. So the Magi Mishnah on the side of the Rambam gives a very humorous defense of the Rambam. The Rambam only quotes what it says in Shas Bavli. He closes his eyes to all outside sources. He ignores what it says in the Sifrei, in the Tosefta, in the Yerushalmi. It's a very humorous answer. The Rambam has more than half of the dinim in the Rambam are based on other sources other than Talmud Bavli. All the Shverer Rambams that the Rambam passes against the Gemara, it's all because he has a Yerushalmi, because he has a Sifrei, and Mechilta Tosefta. It's a little funny. Anyway. So the Pashtus is like it says in the Sifrei, that just like the husband is limited with respect to Haforas Nidrei Ishto, so too the father is limited with respect to Haforas Nidrei Bito. It can only be made for such a Nedarim that he has a Shaychus to, either Nidrei and Nefesh, and Nedarim Shebeino Lebeino. So why does it say Binureha Beisavia? Because the Bageris is not Bishu Savia, can't be made for. What about Aktan? Aktan the Nedarim are not Chal at all. Aye, once in a while the Nedarim are Chal. So if you hold that it's only with the Rabbanim, Mufla Samach is only with the Rabbanim, so we understand the Chumash is not talking about it in the Rabbanim. If you should hold that Mufla Samach is the Reis, how come doesn't the Chumash contradict it? The answer is no, because it's not always the case. The Nidre Bito Aktana, sometimes Achal, sometimes not Chal, the Derech Nivdokim. Mishnah says you have to see, sometimes it will be Chal, sometimes not. Nidre Bito HaNaira, Naira is ready after Bas Mitzvah, Naira is a Gedolah. She becomes a Gedolah at the age of Yud Bei Shonam Yamecha. So the Naira is a Gedolah already. So that's why the Chumash talks about Nidrei Bito HaNaira. Binareh Beis Avir. So the question is, that Pasuk, Binareh Beis Avir, does that teach us that kesed kiddusheh liyavir, that when the man marries off his daughter, the Gemara learns that from a series of psukim, that the father is the one who decides whom the daughter should marry up until the age of bogeris. Once she's 12 and a half, then she's already independent, and the father has no say on the matter. The father cannot determine whom she's going to marry. She has to maybe cover her own kesed kiddusheh. But calls man that she's still a ktana or a naira till the age of 12 and a half. The father decides who the chassan is going to be. He does the maisi kiddushin. So the question is, the chassan gives the kesef to the girl's father. He says, Arabitach plainest mukudeshesli. So who keeps that money? Is the kesef kiddushin, does the kesef kiddushin go to the father or does it go to the daughter? So the Gemara learns out from another pasuk that it goes to the father. Two different dinim. One din is that the father does the maisi kiddushin, and the girl can't be Mekadosh herself. Even though a Naira, if there wouldn't be a father, if the father would not be alive, the Naira is a Gdola, she can be Mekabel her own Kiddushin, but as long as the father is alive, the Naira cannot be Mekabel her own Kiddushin. Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and the Gemara says that they all screamed against, Rish Lakish was screaming on top of his lungs, Tzavach Kechruchya, I have a Hekish, and they all ignored him. The Gemara says, all the Amoraim ignored him, and the din is like Rabbi Yochanan, that the girl cannot be mekabel her own kiddushin because man, there's a father, even if she's a naira. Only the father can be mekabel kiddushin. So the two different dinim. There's one din, the father is the one who does the ma'aseh kiddushin, he's koveh who the chosin is going to be. He's mekabel kes kiddushin. It doesn't make sense he should marry off his daughter to a boy that she doesn't like. If he's a smart father, he won't do that. He'll just ruin him, ruin her for life. Okay, but al pidin he decides the whole thing, and he accepts the kes kiddushin. Then the Gemara said, there's a second din that he keeps the Kesef Kiddushin. Kesef Kiddusheh is Liyaviyah. So is that learned out from Binurehu Beisaviyah? So the Gemara says no. That Pasik, Binurehu Beisaviyah, only refers to Hahuba HaForest and Dormu Dixiv. That Pasik in the context, in Parshas Matos, is only talking about HaForest and Dormu. So we know that the father gets Kesef Kiddushin. How did we establish that the father keeps the Kesef Kiddushin? The Gemara has a whole Yalfusa. Half part of the story is, because it says in Chumash that by Oynes HaMefata, the money goes to the father. The Kesef, the Knas of Oynes HaMefata goes to the father. The whole money goes to the father. So here the Gemara uses an expression, should I say, Kevin Yakna Le'Rachman HaShvach Ni'urim La'av Chaval HaNami Di'avu, he should I say that the Nezik, Tzari, Pesheves, and Boshes is also included in Kol Shvach Ni'urim Le'Aviho. So Taisa says, the bottom Taisa, what do you mean Kol Shvach Ni'urim Le'Aviho? Gemara says in a few places that pasuk is only Ba'forest and Dormu Dixiv. So he says, yeah, it's an expression. The Gemara always has that expression. Shvach Ni'urei Liyaviyah. It's lav davke. It's a melitza. It really means you have a pasuk. You have a pasuk that Oynes HaMefata money goes to the father. Then you have another pasuk that Kesef Kiddusheh goes to the father. Then you have another pasuk that the father has a right to be mefud in a dorm. So you see, the father has certain rights and privileges over the daughter. The first norm is restricted. It's only if it's beno, or nidrei in a nefesh. Okay, just like the first norm of the wife is limited. So the first norm of the daughter is also limited. It's not an absolute power of our first norm. But you see, the father is the balabas in three areas. Oynes HaMefata money goes to the father. He decides on the kiddushin. He keeps the kesef kiddushin. And he has the bailus of HaForest and Dorm. So the shaila is, maybe this too is included in that whole general din. Why should I say like that? You have to have a svar. My timer to Afra Sami Kaspa. She's not worth as much now as she was before. And the father has the ability to sell her daughter as an Amo Hevriya. When does the father have the ability? Only while she's a Ktana. While she's a Naira, the father does not have the ability to sell her as an Amo Hevriya. Maisa Yodehu is Liyaviya, that's a din deraisa. Tosis quotes from the Gemara in Ksuv, the Gemara has a hekish. It says, Kim Karish is Bito La Oma. So the Gemara says, Ma Oma, Maisa Yodehu, Le Rabbo Afbas, Maisa Yodehu Liyaviya. If the father has the ability to sell, Kim Karish is Bito La Oma, if he can sell his daughter as an Oma Hoivriya, so obviously, Maisa Yodehu is Le'ov. When he's going to sell her, the Maisa Yodeh is going to belong to the other. How can he sell something that he doesn't possess in the first place? So from the fact that I can sell my house if it belongs to me. If it doesn't belong to me, I can't sell. If I rent the house, I can't sell. It belongs to the landlord. If I own the house, I'm the owner. I'm the landlord. So So I have the ability to sell it. So how can a father sell his daughter as an Amor Ivriya, that the Maisi Adel will now belong to the other? Obviously, Maisi Adel of the daughter belongs to the father. So that's a Dava Pashut like that. The truth of the matter, why did the Gemara have to make a Hekesh? The Gemara says, Chim Karish is Bito La'oma. The one word is next to the other word. Bito La'oma Ma'oma. Maisi Adeha Le'raba Ach Bas Maisi Adel Le'avir. What do you need a Hekesh for? From the whole institution of selling the daughter as an Amor Ivriya. It's a dead giveaway. It's obvious that Maisi Adeha is Le'avir. So the Gemara says, no, Maisi Adeha Le'avir is only when she's still a Ktana and the father has the ability to sell her as an Amor Ivriya. But once he sells his daughter as an Amor Ivriya, she's Yotze Lecheris when she becomes a Naira. So how do you know that even a Naira Maisi Adeha Le'avir? So the Gemara says, for that you need the Hekesh. Even though the truth of the matter, the Hekesh, it's not talking about that kind of a daughter. Kim Karish's Bitalam is only talking about a Ktana, it's not talking about a Naira. But still, like a Menu Inyan, if I already know from the whole, why did the Chumash have to make a Hekesh? I know from the whole Parsha that a father has the ability to sell his daughter's Amavi. You see from the whole institution of selling your daughter that Maisi Adeha is the Avir Bekatnusa. So why Nosaf Lekach, in addition to the fact that you see from the whole story in the Chumash, that Maisi Adeha is Li'aviha B'katnusa, so the Torah made an addition to that, the Hekesh. The Hekesh must be, teaches you that even when she's a Naira also, maybe it even teaches you that even when she's a Bogeres, she's still his daughter. Still his daughter. Nah, that's out of the question. Once she's a Bogeres, she's the mission in the end of Nadarim calls her a Yisayma B'chayaviya. She's considered, she has a father and a mother, but she's still considered a Yisayma B'chayaviya, which she's not Bishus Aviyah anymore. She's totally on her own. After the age of 12 and a half, she's because of Bogeres, she's on her own. So that's not Shaykh. What? The father is 120 years old and he has a daughter who's 100 years old. So you're going to say Maisi Adeha Le'avir because there's a Hekesh of Bogeres. That's impossible. Of course, it's not reasonable. Even if she's single, if she's married to Shur, it's not going to be Maisi Adeha Le'avir. But even if she's single till the age of 100 and the father's 120, it doesn't make sense that there should be Kesef, that it should be Maisi Adeha Le'avir. So the Gemara understood that the Hekesh is a restricted Hekesh. Not only Bekatnusa, even when she's a Naira as well. So the Gemara has a, Rabbi Loza has a suffix that he poses to Rav. What's the din? We know that there's a whole parsha, a whole bunch of things that the father is a Bailam on the daughter who's a Ktana, he can sell her. He can be Mekarisher. He gets Mefata money, and he gets the Kedusha money, he can be made from the Nedarim. So that whole category, we're calling that Shvach Nur El Yoviyah. Doesn't mean we're learning it out from that Pasuk. That Pasuk itself is only Ahubah Farsan Dorm Hudachsiv. That's a restricted Pasuk. But it's we'll use that expression to represent this whole category of Dinim. So should I say that the father gets all the what the Nezek Tzari Peshevis Boshi, the father should get everything? So Gemara Safik was only on the Nezek. Not on the Tzar, Ripu, Shevis, and Boshes. No, the Gemara Safik was only on the Nezek. Why? Because since the father can sell a daughter as an Amor Ivriya, my time at Afchasam Yikaspa. The father could be Mikadish the daughter and Kesef Kiddushah Le'aviyah. So if she's a very good looking girl, the Chasim will give more Kesef Kiddush. If she's an ugly girl, the Chasim will give less Kesef Kiddush. Or if the father sells the daughter as an Amor Ivriya, so if she's better looking, he stands a better chance of getting more money when he sells her as an Amor Ivriya. So since the beauty of the daughter, sometimes it doesn't affect him. Let's say they cut off her toe. They cut off her toe. So the father wants to sell the daughter as an Amor Ivriya. It's not going to make a difference whether she has a toe or she's missing a toe. She can function just as well with the 9 toes as she can with 10 toes. And she's going to wear shoes and socks. The other one will never see that she's missing a toe. For Kiddushin, maybe if someone's going to be in Karisha, he's going to find out she's missing a toe, and he's going to give Kes Kiddushin to the father, so maybe he'll give less Kes Kiddushin. But if you take the Gemara literally, my time to Afchasami Kaspa, and the father has the ability to sell her as an Amor Ivriya, so that's why he's entitled to get the money. So then if it's a Nezek that's not Afchasami Kaspa, it's not Afchasam Mikaspa with respect to selling as an Amor Ivriya, then the father's it's out of the question. The father shouldn't get. Shadow whether she should get any Nezik at all. is it, let's say I cut off someone's little toe on his left foot. I have to pay nezik tzari pishavus and bosha. How do you assess nezik? Kamahu yashavu limka bashuk as an eved before, kamahu shavu afsha limka bashuk after. So does it really make a difference if you sell him as an eved ivri or an eved knaydi? Achleg is Rashi in the Rosh. Whether you're assessing how you're going to sell him as an eved ivri, eved knaydi, does it make a difference if he's missing a little toe? Maybe the chalda won't be any nezik in such a case. I don't know. Maybe there won't be any nezik at all.
You said on Tevav.
That what?
Pasuk Bereisha. Onir.
Yeah. Pasuk Bereisha, they cut off the tip of his nose. So there what? You do pay nezik. Some he says that's noticeable, that's conspicuous. They cut off the tip of his nechire is the nose and the oni is the ear. So that the Adon sees. He's not as handsome. He would prefer to buy a handsome Evid to do the work for him. But let's say he's missing a toe and the Adon can't even see that. So do you pay nezik in such a case? I don't know. It's not a good question. You pay nezik. So the Gemara, the Rav Lozer asked Rav, when the Chayvo B'Chavera pays the nezik, Tzari, Peshevis, and Boishes, he's only asking on nezik. He's not asking on the other things. Does he pay to the father because it belongs in the parsha of Shvach Nerah Liyaviyo? Oy Dilma, maybe I should say no. Shvach Nerum Hu De'akta Rachmane, the father is only entitled to get Kesef Kiddusheho. It's a funny lotion. Oy Dilma, perhaps I should say, quotation mark, Shvach Nerum Hu De'akta Rachmane. Shvach Nerum, the Pasik Ben Nerah, this Aviyo goes on our first and third. What do you mean Shvach Nerum? Shvach Nerum is an expression that refers to Kesef Kiddusheho. The father is entitled to keep the kesef kiddushah. Why? Who dakle rachmana? Why did boy masala lemenuvel amukashrin? The father could have been. The father is bitten asat elisha zed. The father has a right to marry her. Rav ama biyod lesita lemishiyirze. Father has a right to do the maisik kiddushin. So therefore, we assume that the father keeps the kesef kiddushin. That's how the Gemara establishes there in kiddushin and in Ksubis. The father has the ability to determine whom she's going to marry. He's the balabas.
And that line goes on precious with God. It's strange. The Gemara is bringing this to the Kesef Kiddushin.
What line goes on precious with God? Yeah.
The fact that the Kesef Kiddushin goes to the father is not because he can give it to whoever. Because the Torah says the Kesef Kiddushin goes to the father.
The Torah doesn't really say the fairies. The Torah says the father is beaten aside Elisha Zed. The father decides whom she's going to marry. He does the Maisa Kiddush. Never really says explicitly the Kesef Kiddush goes to the father. So the Gemara establishes it based on the fact that he gets on some mafata money and he has the ability to be made for the Nidorim. And so therefore we assume the Kesef Kiddush is also the Aviyah. So here the Gemara is saying maybe there's a difference. Maybe Kesef Kiddush is the Aviyah. We establish that because he decides whom she should marry. Depending on whom she's going to marry, there's either going to be a lot of Kesef Kiddushin or a little Kesef Kiddushin. If he marries her off to a poor man or to a sick person, Menuvel HaMukashchin will get less Kesef Kiddushin. So that's why we decided the Kesef Kiddushin Liyaviyo Avol Chavola. He's not a balabos on Chavola at all. Kevin Liboy Mischavol Baloy Motzi Chavil. He's not permitted to be Chavol B'Bito Ktana. Rashi writes on the top of my place, you're not allowed to be chayvin on anybody, v'yesip ben yosif. So therefore, lo kanya l'rachmanas. Therefore, maybe the father's not a balabas, he doesn't get any money. So the whole suffix in the Gemara is only on nezik. On sari, ripui, and shevis, and boishas, there never was a suffix, l'chara. Suffix was only on nezik. Let's see. On Malay, so Rav answers, that's right, the father doesn't get a penny. The father does not get kesef kiddushah. But the Mishnah says, doesn't pay sheves. Why not? Because whoever is entitled to ma'isa yodav is entitled to get the sheves. So why does Rav say that the father gets nothing? I could understand it. He's not entitled to nezik, tsar, ripui, and boshas. But Shevis, the father should get, because Maisiya Deha is the Aviyah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Abai, Maide Rabbi Shevis. Because Maisiya Deha, Shaz Bargas, the Abu Ahavi. Of course, the father is entitled to all of that Shevis. The Shevis goes to the one who's entitled to the Maisiya Deha. Frank Markasha, there's a Beferish Brisa that says, Achevu bitaktana shavacherim chayovim litin liavia. How can Rav say you don't pay the father? Achevu bitaktana shavacherim chavala labas. The Brisa says Beferish chavalosa liavia. The Gemara says, Achanami b'sheves. Just like Abai said, Shat in the Mishnah. The Sheves is linked up with Maisi Adel. Maisi Adel is liavia, that's a din deraisa. Up until the age of Bagrus, even though the father can only sell a daughter as an amavia during katnus, once she becomes a gdela, a naira, the father cannot sell her. But Maisi Adel is still liavia up until Bagrus. So calls man that Maisi Adel liavia, so the father gets the Sheves. So that is no shiva. That was never under debate. Boy Menei Rav Loza Mei Rav was only on the Nezik. There was no suffix on the Tsar Ripui Boshes. That's for sure, Labas. And there never was a suffix. And there never was a suffix on the Sheves. That for sure is La'av. Because whoever is entitled to this Chus Maisi Odeo is entitled to the Sheves. That's what the Gemara says. Proves it from the Mishnah. The Gemara proves that. Esvei Rav Loza proved that from the Mishnah. That by an evidivri, since the Odin is entitled to the Maisi Yodav up until the end of Sheish, so the Odin is entitled to the Sheves. Fine. So Sheves was never under debate, and Tsar Ripui Boshes was never under debate, was never under question. The only question was on the Nezek. So Rav says the Nezek goes to the daughter. The father's not entitled to the Nezek. So skip to the bottom of the Daf. Echein Amar Resh Lakish, two lines from the bottom. And so the Resh Lakish agrees with Rav. He says the same lashon. Sounds like they were all sitting together, Rav and Reish Lakish and Rav Yechanan, before Rav went to Babel. Okay, he's still in Eretz Yisrael. The train didn't leave yet. The train station. Okay, so Rav didn't go to Babel yet. So Rav Lozer asked him the shaila. So the Chen Amar Reish Lakish says the same as Rav, and Rav Yechanan disagrees. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Rav and Reish Lakish, afilu pitzio, that the father does get, not only does the father get Sheves, afilu pitzio, the father collects, even if he made a little scratch on the girl. What do you mean? Made a little scratch on her arm, she's going to wear long dresses, long sleeves. So that doesn't affect the father's ability to sell her as an Amo Ivriya. The whole suffix the Gemara had was, since the father has the right to sell as an Amar Viyah, so the father is going to lose out on the Nezik. So true, the Nezik is going to be the Yom Avon. She's going to have the scar at maybe Esr Shana until the day that she does. And the father only has this chus to sell the daughter as an Amar Viyah up until she becomes a Naira. So why did Rav Loza raise the possibility that the payment of the Nezik should go to the father? The answer is, the father should not be entitled to one part of it. You should ask an actuary how long he thinks the girl is going to live. And the Nezek up until Naira should go to the father, and the rest of the Nezek should go to the girl. So that's what... So Rav Loza said no. Rav Loza was wondering, maybe since right now the father is the Bailim, when she becomes a Naira, the father can no longer sell her, so she leaves the Rishus of the father. But Kozman, right now, she's still a Ktana. She's still a Rishus of him, and the father has the ability to sell her. Then maybe the father's entitled to all the Nezek. So Rav Yechanan says no, it's wrong. So Rav says it's wrong, and Reish Lakish agrees with Rav it's wrong, and Rabbi Yechanan disagrees, says no, because she's not Bishus Aviyah, even though the Nezik is going to be for the rest of her life, the father gets all the Nezik. And how do you pass him whenever there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish? We pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever there's machlekes Rabbi Yechanan, Allah Rabbi Yechanan. So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. The rabbi in the last line, bottom line, we pass him like the bottom line. So the bottom line is Rabbi Yechanan. He's on the bottom of the page. Rabbi Yechanan wins. The Gemara just doesn't understand. Afilu p'tzira. What do you mean? He scratched her. So there's tsar, there's ripui, there's boshes maybe. But there's no nezek. Nezek is only if it's a permanent damage. Afilu p'tzira. The Gemara says, p'tzira sal kadaitach. Afilu Rav Loza lakam bayal alach avola davcha samikas. But the only time Rav Loza raised the question to Rav was, if it's going to be a chavola, a chavol v'bitek tam shal acherim, means he cut off her arm, he cut off her leg. After some kasper, if the father would want to sell her as an Amo Ivriya, Rashi v'arebi yod lemochru, the top Rashi. If the father would want to sell her, he would get less money. So that was the suffix that Rav Loza had. Avopsiot alavcha some kasper lo kam abali. What do you mean? See, it means he made a temporary scratch that's going to heal later. A temporary scratch that's going to heal later was a machlekes abai v'rove. whether there's such a thing as Shevis Gedoyla that you call Nezek or not. And we pass on like Rava that that's all Shevis, that's not Nezek. So that wasn't the suffix of Rav Elazar. Gemara says, Am Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Shepatze Bafana, V'Afchasam Mikaspa. No. He made a scratch on her face, it's going to live, she's going to have a scar, it's going to be a permanent scar. If it's not permanent, so then it's not called Nezek. It's going to be a permanent scar. And if the father would have wanted to sell as an Amrabi, he would get less money. So that's the shayla that Rav Elazar asked of Rav. Maybe the father should get the whole Nezek. Because right now she's Bishus Aviyah, Din Yemechira. So what was the din? The din was it's a machlokes amaroim. So Rav and Reish Lakish both agree that the father gets nothing of the Nezek. And we don't pass like that. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan on the bottom line that the father does get the Nezek. Yeah. So Taisa says because
he will only lose up until the Zman HaMayris. And that Taisa says Rav is crazy.
The what?
The top,
That's the question. What exactly is the machlokes? What case? Let's see the top tesis. Tesis Akasha. Here the top tesis on the third line. So the Rav says that you don't. The father doesn't get. The chemish lotish lekamon. Rabbi Yechanan Pali Gisweli Din Patsa Bafanach Avalosu Shalav. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan Allah Rabbi Yechanan. Fakteis HaKashe V'yim Taimar. How can anybody disagree with Rabbi Yechanan? And finally, pass like Rabbi Yechanan. How can anybody disagree with him? Isn't there a Beferish of Braise? Ho Beresh Narish and Espatza Mashma Be Braise De Chavala De Patsa Bafanach Havya La'av. Meaning, Moshe should have quoted it. That's the Kasha. Moshe should have quoted it. You can't ask a Kasha. Amorim can't say something that's against Mishnayos. You're not called an Amor if you don't know all the Mishnayos. So an Amor never says anything against the Mishnayos. Once in a while they say something against the Braisa. They weren't familiar with all the Braises. There were Braises floating around all over the place. Yeah, so once in a while an Amor will say something against the Braisa, but the Gemara will quote a Tayufta that the Braisa says against. The Tosfos says a Kasha. How come there's a machlokes over here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish and Rav, and they should have quoted the Braisa? The din in truth is like Rabbi Yochanan, but the Gemara should have quoted the Braisa that the din is like Rabbi Yochanan. He's beferish, he's right. So you have to get out of it, you have to distinguish somehow. The fact that the Gemara didn't quote the Braisa here in the context of our sugya indicates that it's not connected. How can you distinguish? Reish Lakish and Rav. You figure out how much the Nezek is for the rest of her life. Figure out how long she's going to live. Okay. What's the average lifespan? And how long is it from now till the end of the Nairus? After she becomes a Nairi, can I sell her as an Amavir? So that amount that he's possibly losing if he would want to sell her, most normal fathers don't sell a daughter as an Amavir. But most people don't sell the furniture either. Let's say someone comes to my home and he burns a piece of furniture. So I make him pay Nezik. What does he pay Nezik? Kama hoya shovel in kabashuk. I wasn't interested in selling it. The answer is, but that's how you assess the value of things, even though you're not interested in selling. It's here also. When you do, someone is chayvul b'bas k'tana shol chaveiro, true, the normal father's not interested in selling daughters and amariya, but still, that's how you assess nezik. If he would have wanted to sell her, theoretically, if he would have wanted to sell her as an amariya, how much money would he get with the scar and without the scar? So Tosis in the first suggestion says, that amount that the father is losing up until Yemeha Nairis when she's still Bishusai, so that they all agree that it goes to the father, that Nezek, he's the Bailim. The whole Machlekes only goes on the rest of her life. So Taka, my time at the Rabbi Yochanan. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say that it goes to the father? So Tosis says, the Svirla, the Rabbi, the Reish Lakish, the Didohab, the amount of the Nezek for the rest of her life, that goes to the girl. Rabbi Yochanan Sova, no. Well, the year Chisdu b'nairusa teikulolav. Right now she's b'shus aviyah. Let's say I have a table and somebody destroys the table, so he has to pay me nezik. Then I sell the table to someone else. A new story. I sold it to someone else. The kozman that it's mine. Let's say I sold the table lachalamid yom. I made a kinyan. I sold the house lachalamid yom. I have a big building, and I sell it to you. And the kinyan is going to take effect on June 1st. And now it's not yet June 1st. We're not yet in the middle of June. And then someone comes and is mazik the building. So kozman, the building belongs to me. Has to pay the hezik to me. He doesn't pay to you. The ownership will switch at some later date. But right now I have full ownership. So you have to pay me the nezik. The one who bought the building has a right to taina. He doesn't want to pay so much. He paid me the amount, we agreed to an amount a month ago when we made the kinyan shtar that should take effect on June 1st. He agreed to the amount because the building was not damaged. Now that someone else came and burnt down part of the building, so the building is worth less. And the stamad alokek in taina, I don't want to pay that much. It went down in value. Okay, that's a good to taina. But the pashtus is that whoever is the bottom right now is entitled to all of the nezik. That's a shaila. When the father has the ability to sell a daughter as an omer evriya, what does it mean? It means the father owns the daughter with respect to the right to sell her? Or the Torah gives, let's say the Torah gives me the ability to sell myself as an eved ivri. Means every person owns himself as an eved ivri. He has the right to sell his ownership to someone else. Samuta b'shiv chakninus. So before I sell myself as an eved ivri to someone else, Amuta b'shiv chakninus. There is no such thing. Also, no. When the Torah gives me the ability to sell myself as an eved ivri, it means I have the ability to create the chepts of an eved ivri that didn't exist before. Not that I was an eved ivri. So that's a shaila here. The Torah gives the father the ability, the right, to sell his daughter as an amma ivriya. Before she was not an amma ivriya. There was no... Father can't be miyayed her. There's no din of yud by the father. She's not an amma ivriya before he sells her. The Torah gives the father the ability to create a new chepts of an amma ivriya when he sells the daughter. So that's a shot. It doesn't mean the father owns the daughter with respect to the right to sell her as an amma ivriya. No, he doesn't own the daughter. The Torah gives the father the ability to sell her as an amma ivriya. So the chayre, that's the shayla over here in the Gemara, whether the father gets the nezik or he does not get the nezik. If the father owns the daughter with respect to the ability to sell her as an amma ivriya, so then he's the bialim. He's the bialim right now, so the nezik affects him. If the Tesis here has a chiddush, they say, that amount of nezek that's afresami kaspa, that the father, if he were to sell her an amma ivriya up until the age of nairus, the father would have lost out. So to that extent, avada the father gets. That's l'chala days, that the father gets that. The whole machlekes on the whole omer the Gemara, that Rav and Rabbi and Reish Lakish say no, the father does not get. Rabbi Yechanan, whose opinion is accepted, says yes. That's on the whole nezek. Rabbi Yechanan saw with the whole the year of Chisazu, since the Maisa Chavol occurred, Benairusa doesn't mean Benairusa, means Bekatnusa. Benairusa, he can't sell her anymore. That's what the Magia writes on the side, that originally you shouldn't say Adyamei Baris, Adyamei Nairus. And over here it says the Hezek occurred, Benairusa, you have to correct it, because the original way he worded the Shalach, Chevel Bebas Tanah Shal Chaverim, not Chevel Bebas Nairus Shal Chaverim. So they say, Hoyo v'ira p'chisazu, since the Maisa Ezek occurred, Bikat Nusa, the Heikula La'av, that's where Rabbi Yechanan holds, because right now he is the Bible. And the other Amoraim hold is only a Bible Lizman, mean now it's already, if I sell a building, so right now the building belongs to me 100%, and then afterwards it'll belong to someone else. So all the Hezek goes to me. But over here, every father only has a Kinyan Lizman in the daughter. So it's only... So Rav and Reish Lakish both felt that the father is only entitled to that proportion of the nezik, because the father's kinyan is only a kinyan isman. And what does Rabbi Yechanan hold? That it's not a kinyan isman. He owns. They both hold that the father. They both. Everybody on the daf thinks like that. The way the first opinion in Tosfos, according to the first suggestion in Tosfos, all the three Amoraim, all the four, Rabbi Lozer and Rav and Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, everybody agrees. Rabbi Lozer is not sure. Rabbi Lozer is asking a question. He doesn't say anything. He's not taking any stance. But the way Tosfos reads the three Amoraim, they all hold the father owns the daughter with respect to the ability to sell her. The only shaila is, do you say, since it's built in that she's going to live so long, he's only going to have her until she becomes a gedolah, So you should only be entitled to that proportion of the nezek. And Rabbi Yochanan holds no. Since the Maisa has a concurrent under his, at the period of time that he's the Bailim, so right now he's the full Bailim. A kinyanless man is not an incomplete Bailus. A kinyanless man is a complete Bailus. So he only has a kinyan up until she becomes a girl, up until the time she becomes a girl. So right now he is the owner. He has a kinyan gomer. The Gemara talks about a kinyan is not. The Gemara, you want the Dharm, the Gemara Bava Basra. I give you a Gemara. I want the Gemara should belong to you only for a week, till the end of the term. You only need it till the end of the term. So I give you a Gemara till the end of the term, and someone else is going to be in another yeshiva the next term. So I make a kinyan. He should be kind of the Gemara after the term is up, and you don't need it anymore. V'achrecha l'ploni and v'achrav l'ploni. It should belong to you for a month. It should belong to him for a year. It belongs to the next guy for the year after that year, and then it should go back to me. So the Gemara has that there are such things. The Gemara talks about karka. I don't know how would you do it on the talpulim. I can make, probably can't do it on the talpulim, but on karka you can have such a thing. You can make a kinyan shtar. You can make a kinyan shtar, and each one has a shtar. So it belongs to you till the end of the year. It belongs to him for the next year. It belongs to the next guy for the next year. On the talpulim you have to make a kinyan hakbor. So it will be called the kinyana. The second and the third guys. So make a kinya avot, kinya mashiach, and kinya chatzah now, then it's going to be in the first guy's shoes. So the kinya avot, mashiach, and chatzah disappear. Kinya chalip, and also it's going to be called kinya. But by shtar, by karka, you can do like that. And it'll work. It won't be a. Because right now, taka belongs to him for the gizis and the vladis. But over here, so is that called miyachshav? It should belong to you for next year. Today he owns a later zman. The Gemara talks about such a possibility. I thought the Gemara says that right now it belongs to the Gan, right now it belongs to the Shomer with respect to the, let's say the Mafke gives it to the Shomer, so he's not Makne to the Shomer, but in the event that it should be stolen, then the Ganav will and he'll pay Shilam v'le'rotz l'shava. So the Mafke is Makne the Behemoth to the Shomer with respect to that. So right now it belongs to the Shomer. In this minute now it belongs to the Shomer. But can I give you ownership of a behemoth with respect to using it next day, and I'll just say me'achshav? Is there such a thing? By just saying me'achshav, then it becomes yours me'achshav to use it for next year. But right now, the first year belongs to someone else.
Can you own it back over the Paris of next year?
It already belongs to him now with respect to the deck of the Paris for next year. So this is also the same thing. Here the Guf HaDavar belongs to him. This Kinyan is man. The whole Guf HaDavar belongs to him next year. I don't know. We have to look in the Gemaras to see if such a thing exists. I don't know. So there is such a thing as a kinyan as man. That's it. I don't know if it works on the talpim, but at least on karka for sure. I give you ownership till the end of the year, and then after the year is up, acherecha should go to Pliny. The Gemara talks about acherecha le'pliny goes after you die, you should go to Pliny. The acherav, and after he dies, go to Pliny. But you don't have to. Why should I bump everybody off? I can give it to you. You should own it for a year. And after the year is up, you should live out maybe Hashem Shana, but the karka should belong to someone else for the next year. And after that year is up, it should belong to the third guy for the next year. So there is such a thing. So do you say a kinyan is man, calls man that the first person owns it? That's an incomplete kinyan. Let's say it belongs to the first person for 1 year, second person for the next year, third person for the third year, then it goes back to me. So So the Gemara calls that a Kinyan Peiris. The Gemara says, whenever there's only a Kinyan Isman, that's called a Kinyan Peiris. The Gemara said, this Bancha, you're going to have it to sell when you sold the Karka. So the Karka is going to come back to me after 49 years. It's going to come back to me, the Yom Kippur of Shnas HaYevel. So when I sell a Karka in Eretz Yisrael, this Bancha, you're going the Bokeh who buys it only has a Kinyan Peiris. It doesn't have a Kinyan Aguf. That's called the Kinyan Peiris. What does it mean? It still belongs to the original owner of the mikzah. Since I'm going to get it back, so I have the Kinyan Haguf. Since I'm going to get it back, so I still retain the Kinyan Haguf. And the fact that he has the right to use it is only a Kinyan Peiris. It's only Peiris, it's not Guf.
Are you going to return him apply it to Lachem also? If you say, the Dalai Binim even a Kinyan like that?
That's a shaila. Is it good or not? So I think we assume it's not good. It's not called shalachem. If I give you a kinyan, a matana, manas lahachzir, the right now belongs to you, on the condition that you give it back to me later. If you never give it back, it comes out and never belongs to you. But if you do give it back later, it comes out that it belongs to you, absolutely belongs to you. Because the tanai is mosachrit. But if I give you a kinyan isman, it's I give you the lulav and the dalad minim, it should belong to you for the next hour. And after the hour is up, it should go back to me. So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach says, he quotes the Rishonim, quoted by the Ktzos in Chosha Mishpat, that a Kinyan Isman is not called Shalachem. It's not called Shalachem. You have to give Davke Matan Amaral Slahafta. To give a Kinyan Isman, so it doesn't fully belong to the person who has it. He only has what we call a Kinyan Peiris. He doesn't really have a full Shalom. The Kinyan Aguf is still retained by the original owner. He's going to get it back after the Isman is up. Not the same as Matana Manas Lachsa. Matana Manas Lachsa belongs to the Lakeya on the condition that he can make any part of crazy condition. If he happened to make a condition on the condition that he's going to give it back to the original owner. Matana Manas Lachsa. But that's a Tanai's Musachritin. But if you only give a Kinyan Isman, then we paskin that it's not called Shalachem. That's why when we sell a Chametz, we don't sell a Chametz a Kinyan Isman. Why do we have to be so nervous that the Nachri may not want to sell back the chametz to the Balabatim? Sell the chametz to the Nachri, Kinyan is man. So the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Pesach quotes from the Ktzos that if you only sold it, a Kinyan is man, means that the original owner retains the Bailus, the Kinyan Aguf. He only sold a Kinyan Peiris to the Lakeach. So then the fact that the original owner is going to get it back, he retains the Kinyan Aguf, makes it that he's still in violation of Bal Yorah Bayi Matzeh. What's the story over here? The father owns the daughter. Tosis assumes the father gets, in the first suggestion in Tosis, the first day before we get to the Inami, the father for sure owns the daughter with respect to his ability to sell her as an Amo Hebrew. Not just that the target is the father of the schus to sell his daughter. No. The father owns the daughter with respect to that schus. So the father is certainly entitled to the nezek. If hachevel v'bas tanashol chaveiro, so the father is certainly entitled to the nezek up until the zman of nairus. That's the way they correct it based on the Tosfos in Ksuvos. Chisas hakesef shad yemei ha'nairus sheteitzem mishusa with respect to selling the lamer via that they all agree. That kuli alma moda, that's la'av. All machlekes is a nechgel of the rest. Now, what's the machlekes on the rest? How do you view the bailus of the father? You say the father is the full owner now. One should become a naira, then she'll leave the reshus of the father. But right now he owns her. The alma what? She can die before she become a naira. So it come out that she never left the reshus of the father. Possibility. What do you say? No, the father only has a bailus lizman. Has only a bailus lizman. So he's only entitled to say they're like shutfim. So the father owns the bailus lizman, so he gets that amount of the nezek, adzman, anairus, and the girl gets the amount of the nezek. You have to prorate it. How long do you think she's going to live? And how much, and what percentage of the time belongs to the father, and what percentage belongs to the daughter? And then the percentage that belongs to the father, that's the percentage of the nezek that he's going to get. That's the first suggestion that Tosfos has. What did he say? Inami? Och memeshi nefcheses lekidushin v'sviv l'derav ishlokish d'loy zochilei Ela kiddushin mamish v'asim mehepsed ma'isi yadeha de'la timtza la kaini. What does Taisus give? The second answer. That both answers in Taisus hold. That the father for sure is entitled to the nezek of avchas mikaspo with respect to selling her as an amo ivriya. That's a double pashut by Taisus. The father is considered the bailer. That's not the father has a schlus, he can sell his daughter as an amo ivriya. He just has a schlus, he's not the bailer. So why should he get the meha nezek? By an ever knaini, the odin gets the whole payment. Everything goes to the other. Why is Kol Mashikon Evikon Rav? Because he owns the Evikonani. So here Tosis says he owns the daughter. This they all agree. The first day, he owns the daughter with respect to selling as an amar. The Amishad does get all the nezik, a part of the nezik. The second day Tosis says for sure he gets all the nezik. For sure he gets all the nezik. No one holds he only gets a part of the nezik. The whole machlekes in the Gemara only is. There's a nezek that's avchas mikaspa for kiddushin, but it's not avchas mikaspa for selling as an amavriya. Someone cut off a toe, so to serve as an amavriya, she's going to wear shoes and socks. It's not going to affect his ability to make money selling her as an amavriya. So because of the fact the father can sell his daughter as an amavriya, that makes him a bailam on the nezek. There is no nezek over here. It's not avchas mikaspa vis-a-vis selling as an amavriya. But it's avchas mikaspa to marry her. Someone's going to find out. The boy's going to find out she's missing a toe, so he doesn't want to marry a girl or he'll give less kesef kiddushin. So Taisus says, Taisus ni'inami restricts it. That's the case where the machlokes is. This is kula chiddush. The both days in Taisus are big kiddushin.
Maybe the second chapter Taisus comes that
they're not arguing at all about the Maisi
Day and the Meyan Iris. That surely belongs to the girl. They're only. Maisi Yodeho. No, in other words, that's what I'm saying. That's only what the father could sell up until that she's an Iris.
Also, only up until the time she's an Iris.
And everybody is minded that if there would be a nezik that would last forever,
the father would not get it. The nezik for after the nairus, for sure she gets. The nezik up until the nairus, for sure the father gets.
Now the question is only on kiddushin.
The question is only on kiddushin. At what? If he were to be mekabel kiddushin, and the girl would be have all of her avarim, so he would get, the father would get more kesef kiddushin. But he doesn't plan to marry his daughter after he's going to be 19 years old anyway. He's not in a rush. But still, since theoretically could have been Mekabel Kiddushin, if he would have been Kaddusher, could have gotten so much money if she would have had all of her toes. Now that she's missing a toe, so the Chassan, and they have to tell the Chassan in advance, so the Chassan is going to give less kesef Kiddushin. So that's the Machlokes in our sugya. Whether you consider the father a Bailam on the daughter with respect to that. And then we got to pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that the father gets that. It's difficult. Rabbi Yechanan says that in such afchasa mikaspa for the kesef kiddushin, so the father gets that money. This whole tais is a big chiddush. So far we did just the skeleton of the sugya. We left out the whole middle part. So far we just did dinim deraisa. Everything is dinim deraisa. Now the Gemara is going to clearly introduce takanas derabbanan. So Tosis wants to give you the background. So the second Tosis quotes a Mishnah Bava Metzia in the first parak. Metzia's b'na bito haktanim. Let's see, such a Mishnah exists. Tosis claims that it's you base on base. The Gemara is Yud Beis and Beis, the Mishnah is Yud Beis and Min Aleph. Metziah is B'na B'tu Aktan, and Metziah is Abdev Shevchas Aknainim, is Shalom. Hare Elu Shalom. What do you mean goes to the father? Metziah is B'na B'tu Aktan and goes to the father. Metziah is Abdev Shevchas Aknainim, goes to the Adon. Slowly. Metziah is Eved Knaini, goes to the Adon. That's a din of Kol Mashikon Eved Kana Rabba. That's a din deraisa. Kol Mashikon Seishikon Abayla, that's a din derabbanan. Kol Mashikon Eved Kana Rabbi, That's a din deraisa. But Tomash Kana Kam Rabba only applies to Evit 90. So the Mishnah makes a contrast. When Tzias Avdiv Shivchasa Ivrim, Arielu Shalohem. By an Evit Ivrim, you don't say Tomash Kana Evit Kana Rabba. Fine. So Mitzias Avdiv Shivchasa Akhtanim Arielu Shalom belongs to the Yadon. That's a din deraisa. What about Mitzias Ben Abita Haktanim Harielu Shalom? As opposed to Mitzias Ben Abita Hagdolim, the Mishnah ends off Harielu Shalohem. They can keep it. Is that a din deraisa? Pashta says that it's a din derabbana. What is a din derabbana based on? So the Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. How do you translate the words Ktanim and Gedolim? So Shmuel understood Kotten Kotten Mamish and Gadol Gadol Mamish. Katan means before Bar Mitzvah, and Gadol means after Bar Mitzvah. And why should it make a difference? This is a din derabbanan. On the level of their biceps, it doesn't make any sense. Mitzias b'no bita aktanim should go to the father. Why should it go to the father? Because they're before Bar Mitzvah. So Shmuel says, because this is a psychological umdene, should be sure shem oitzo, when the child picks up the aveda in the street, the mitziah, meritza eitzel aviv, ve'ena ma'acha biyodeh. Normally, the child will pick up the aveda and give it to the father. So therefore, what? So no one else is allowed to take it. It says, b'nabita aktanim goes to the father, because the child, when he picks it up, he has a mind to give it to the father. And that's only if they're aktanim, but if they're gedolim, after bar mitzvah, they're not so kafuf to the parents anymore, they're not going to give it to the parents. That's what Shmuel said. No, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Shmuel. What's the rule? Whenever there's a machlekes Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan, halachik Rabbi Yochanan. So here we paskin against Shmuel, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that loy katan katan mamish v'loy gadol gadol mamish el gadol v'samach al shulchan aviv zehu katan katan she'en v'samach al shulchan aviv zehu gadol. Gadol means he's independent. The katan means that he's being supported by the parents. So what kind of a din derabbanan is it over here? Mitzias ben avito aktanim doesn't only mean before bar mitzvah. It means it before or after bar mitzvah is irrelevant. Aktanim means if they're smuchim al shulchan avim, if they're being supported by the parents. So the mitzia goes to the parents. Why? Why such a takana derabbanan? So it's not because b'shosh shemotze meritza etzalav. He's already a 20-year-old boy. He doesn't run to show his father. He picked up a mitzia. He takes it into his own bedroom. He doesn't show. He doesn't even tell the father that he found the mitzia. They made a takana derabbanan, he has to hand over all the, and he found $1,000 bill in the street. So he's going to be shosh emoitzim, reach it to the bank. He's going to run to the bank and deposit it in his own bank account. Not going to run to the father. So why did the Chacham make a takana that it belongs to the father? Because the father's supporting him. He's somach al shulchanam. The father's supporting him and paying for his food and his clothing. So the Gemara says it's not fair that the kid is going to find the mitzias and he's going to pocket it. The father may be upset about that. The parents are supporting him, so it's not right. So they made a takana derabbanan that whatever mitzvahs he finds should go to the father. Because the father is supporting the child. But if it's b'no bito hagdolim, if they after bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, then mitzvahsam liatzma. Because the parents are not supporting him. So why should we make a takana derabbanan? Takana derabbanan is, If he's not going to give the mitzvah to the father may decide to change the whole system. I should keep on supporting him and doesn't give me anything. He never washes the dishes, never takes out the garbage, never goes shopping, never lifts a finger. I should only give and give, and he shouldn't give anything at all. So in order to retain the happy arrangement, they made a takana mitzvah saliyah. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. That like cotton, cotton mamish, but like gadol, gadol mamish. Elo, it depends whether the samach shulchan aviv or not. So Taisa says, once you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, there's a Mishnah in Erevin, stam we should know the din. There's a Mishnah in Erevin that says, if you have an apartment building, which Minatar is one big Mishu Sayachit, there are walls around the outside of the apartment building. So the whole thing, Minatar is one Mishu Sayachit. But one family lives in one apartment, a different family lives in the other apartment, a third family lives in the third apartment. So Shlomo HaMelech made a takana that they all last around each other. No one's allowed to carry into the hallways from the hallways into an apartment, from one apartment to the other apartment, unless they make an Erev Chatzir. So how do they make an Erev Chatzir? So let's say there are 100 apartments in the building. So they're all Shomer Shabbos, let's say, for argument's sake. So the 99 families have to give a matzah each, a challah, a pas shlema each. a full pashlema, not a broken challah, not a piece of a matzah, a pashlema. They have to leave this pashlema in the home of the 100th person. So the 100th family lives there in reality. Another 99 families are considered alpidin as if they live there, so we treat it as if all the 100 families live in the one apartment, so nobody asks about on anybody else anymore. That's all the takana shleim ha-melech. You have to make an every chatzeres. So that's going to be quite a nuisance. I have to have 99 matzahs in my apartment. Each one has to give a pashlema. Who has so much room for 99 matzahs? So to make it easier, so we let one person go to the store, buy a box of matzahs. The box of matzahs has to have a minimum of 18 groigris, not a minimum. It has to have a groigris for each one. A groigris is a third of a kibetza. You have to have a groigris for each one of the families who live in a different apartment. But if you have 99 families, then you don't need more than 18 groigris. It's a maximum of 18 groigris. So you have to have a box of matzahs that has a volume of 6 beitzim of matzah. 6 beitzim is the same as 18 groigris. Once you have 18 groigris, so that's good even for 99 families. So instead of collecting 99 matzahs, you need each one should be a shlema. So number one, the Gemara explains, the only reason why I need everything should be a shlema is because there shouldn't be machlokes. Why did I give a shlema? The other guy didn't give a shlema. He's going to give, each one's only going to give a grogeris, so they're only going to give two slices of challah. So one is going to give a shlema, the other one's going to give a prusa, so they're going to be machlokes. And made a takan, everybody has to give a shlema. So, but medvam amorim, the Gemara says, when do you need it? Everybody should give a shlema. That's if everybody's giving. But if one person goes to the store and one person is providing for everybody, I have a gigantic challah and I give it to the neighbor. I tell him pick up the challah. Tefach, the kind of shutus for the 99 Shomer Shabbos families who live in the building. So then you can even have a prusa. You can have a gigantic challah that has 6 kibbutzim worth of challah in it, lechem in it, and the whole thing could be a prusa, and you can do it. So the Mishnah has, when you want to streamline it, so one person buys a box of matzahs, a gigantic challah, he gives it to one of the neighbors, he picks it up at Tefach, and it's kind of shutfis, all the other 99 Shomer Shabbos who live there now, and whoever's going to move in until next Pesach. And this is going to be the area for all year long. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that's legitimate. You don't need that all the 99 people should actually give a lechem. One person can pay for the whole lechem and give it to one other person. He should pick it up at Tefach and be kind of shutzvis for everybody. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, why do I have to, if you're streamlining, so let's streamline further. So why do I have to give the box matzah to the next door neighbor with a dramatic presentation? I'll pick it up myself. I bought it in the store, belongs to me. I'll pick it up and I'll be kind of shutzvis for all the other 99 Shomer Shabbos. So I was going to move in until next Pesach. So the Mishnah says that doesn't work. You can't say Zach Liyad and Shleim Afanav if the thing belongs to me. If I bought the box of matzahs in the store and I want to share a shutfus with the other 99 Shomer Shabbos that live in the building, so I can't pick it up. But the first step is, has to leave the reshus of a metalkalim, has to first leave the reshus of the Marakama, and then it can begin to enter into the reshus of the Marabas. So I can't pick it up myself. Let's say I give it to my Evid Kanaini. So like Yad Evid Kiyad Rabbi Dami Einadim Zecha Adiyatzma. It's like giving from your right hand to your left hand. So the Mishnah says, if I have an Evid Ivri, I can Mizecha Adiyatzma Evid Ivri, because the principle of Kol Mashikana Kana Rabbi doesn't apply to an Evid Ivri. That's the same as it says in the Mishnah there in Bava Metzia. But Yad Evid Kiyad Rabbi only applies to an Evid Kanaini, it doesn't apply to an Evid Ivri. So then the Mishnah says, what if I give the box of matzahs to my children? They should pick it up and be kind of shutvis. So the Mishnah says it depends. The Mishnah and Aaron says it depends if they're ktanim or if they're gdolim. If they're gdolim, so they have a yad of their own. If they're ktanim, so it's midirabbanu, they don't have a yad of their own. You say the kol mashekana hakotn kana ovi. So Tosfos claims that the machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan that appears in Baba Metzia and Daf Yubeis is not limited only to the Mishnah and Baba Metzia, Yubeis and Merav. It applies also to the Mishnah and Aaron. Not all the Rishonim agree. The Rambam disagrees. Shulchan Aruch, they quote the both opinions. But Tosfos says in Erev and in Baba Metzia that the Machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan applies in Erev as well. So Halacha L'maaseh, Tosfos says, be passing like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Tam says, be passing like Rabbi Yochanan. that log cotton mamish will like godl mamish. So cotton means samach al shulchan aviv, and godl means ain't a samach al shulchan aviv. So let's say I have children at home, they're all after bar mitzvah, but they're still being supported by the parents. Whatever money they earn, they put away in their bank account, but the parents are buying their food and their clothing. So the samach al shulchan aviv. So Tosfos says, not only do we pass like Rabbi Yochanan that mitzvosam liaviyem, if my single children who are after bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, if they find a $1,000 bill in the street, it goes to the parents, mitzvosam liaviyem is a takana derabbanan because we're supporting them. But the din would be that I cannot give them the box of matzahs that they should be zeicha shutfus on behalf of the other shamashah. This is considered like putting from my right hand to my left hand. But if I have a single child, if I have, let's say, a child before bar mitzvah, who moved out of the house and he's on his own, even if he didn't move out of the house, he pays rent for the use of his apartment and he pays for his own food and his own clothing. He's not somach al shulchan aviv. He pays his whole way through everything. Before bar mitzvah, he's paying his whole way through everything, making a lot of money on selling Kool-Aid or whatever. So then Tosfos says that we would, since we pasken like Rabbi Yochanan, that whenever the person is on his own, then we call him a gadol. So we would say mitziyosai li atzmai, the kid keeps the mitziyah himself, and then the kid, since he has his own yad, he's not considered yad katan ki yad aviv. He's not somach al shulchan aviv, so we treat him like a gadol. So then you can be mizaka the erev al yado. So Shulchan Aruch says that lachatzilu and machme for the sheet is balei atesis, lachatzilu and machme for the rabbeinu tam, that it's not proper that I should be mizaka. If I bought the box of matzahs and I'm making the air for the whole building, so I shouldn't give it to my children. All of my children are after bar mitzvah. Shouldn't give it to the children who are somach al shulchan aviv. When my married children come and they're on their own, they happen to be visiting, so if they're visiting, then I can give it to them because they're independent. But I shouldn't give it to the children who are smuchim al shulchan aviv. The Tosfos shows that our sugya, the pashtus in our sugya, is going like Rabbi Yochanan also. That loy cotton cotton mamish, veloy godl godl mamish, el samach al shulchan aviv is called the cotton, and ain't a samach al shulchan aviv is called the godl. If the child is independent, it's called the godl. So this is relevant benegeto mitziyoso liatzma versus mitziyoso le'aviv. This is relevant to point the Rabbi Natan with respect to the din in Erevin. You want to be mezake avur acherim. So Eidon the Mzecha the Atzma can't take from my right hand to my left hand and say I'm being paid on behalf of Pliny. It never left my rishus. And I give it to my Yavakanani right and never left my rishus. Yad Evikar Rabbi the Tzedin Deraisa. So here by the cotton, the Rabbi Natan has a chidush. Not only mitziyah, if he's samach al shulchan aviv, the children after bar mitzvah. If they're samach al shulchan aviv, so not only mitziyosam, not only if they find the mitziyah that they have to hand it over to the parents, because it's going to be friction in the family. The parents are giving; they don't give anything back in exchange. We say that they cannot be zeche erev avur acherim. Why not? But the father is giving it to them. Father is giving it to them. So Tosfos sheet. That's where the Rambam disagrees. So Tosfos sheet is no, but that's included in part of the Takanas Chacham that they don't have their own independent yad. So the Meile. So Mamela, just like we have a din in the Mishnah, who do you give it to? You give it to the Yadon, because Kol Mashikan Ebed Kon a Rabbo. You give everything to the Yadon. The only thing you don't give to the Yadon is the Ripoy. That's a Tosfos quoted from Gittin on Dafi Beis. Rabbeinu holds Ein Lavod in Boishes. You don't pay Boishes. And the Chachamim disagree. We don't pass like Rabbeinu. He passed like the Chum that you do pay boishes. Say Ben Nezik Tzari pay shevis and boishes. So who do you pay the money to? They pay all the money to the Odon, and Tosfos says except for the Ripoy. That's a big quote of Gemara in Git. You can't say the Odon is going to walk off with the money. He's going to let the Eved die. He's going to let the Eved suffer. You only have a right to collect the Ripoy money. Even the guy himself only has a right to collect the Ripoy money if he's going to use it for the medication. If he says I'd rather suffer and have the money in the bank, he he wants to collect the reaping money, put it in the bank. He's not going to use it to heal the wound. He'd rather die. He'd rather die and put the money in the bank, or he'd rather suffer and not use up the money that was paid to him for the pain relievers, the Torah's reaping. So that the Gemara says on Achayvah. The Nechbal himself has is not entitled to the money if he doesn't plan to use the money for Ripur. To be Merapi himself. So the same thing if I'm going to pay Nezek Tzai Ripur Shevis Boishes to the Odon of the Eved, and none of the Ripur money is going to be used to be Merapi the Eved, so then he has to refund the Ripur money to the Chayvah. He has no right to keep the Ripur money. Fine. So the Tosis understands that just like if the Eved Knaini, the Eved Knaini belongs to an Adon, so you pay all the Nezek Tzai Ripur Shevis Boishes, you pay everything to the Eved Knaini. And when there's an Eved Ivri, so part of the Shevis goes to the Adon. That's the Mishnah. The Chutzman HaShevis. Chutzman HaShevis. The Shevis goes to the Adon. Yeah. The Tosis says, our Gemara is assuming that if it's a child who's samach al shulchan aviv, whether he's a god or a katan, whoever is samach al shulchan aviv is mitziyoso le'aviv, like Rabbi Yechanan, that's a takana de rabbana, mitziyoso le'aviv mishum eva. I'm giving him support and he's not going to give me back anything. So mitziyoso le'aviv is a takana de rabbana. And then we treat him as if ein lo yad, he can't be mizak erev al yodo, that's how the Rabbi Natama understands. And based on that, the Rabbi Natama understands in our Gemara that if the father is chayvel in his own children, and they're smuchim al shulchanai, he doesn't have to pay anything. That's all part of the takana of mitziyos of the aviv.
Tosis Din Ras Matanya says that the father's chayvel for sure look out of the nezak tzara and the ripur.
Right. So then Tosis tries to tone it down. Tosis finds that it's a little too much of a chiddush argimar. So they tone it down. They think it probably only goes on shevis. Right. Probably only goes on shevis. But first, the way Tosis reads the Gemara says whenever a chayvel, the Brisa says a chayvel, the bun of Ibnos of Shalom, Potter. That's the price after the two dots. Achev bun of Ibnos of Shalom is Potter. The Gemara says that the second price, that price that we just read, is Kam Mishas Smuchim al Shulchanan. The Kamaisa, the price before the two dots, is Ain Smuchim al Shulchanan. And the price after the two dots, the price that starts 10 lines down, or a minu, the price that starts about 10 lines from the top of the Amud, and pay Zainam and Bay. So that price goes smuchim al shulchanoi. So kamish is smuchim al shulchanoi. So then if he's chayvel behem, he's pater from paying. So Tosfos says this fits in the Rabbi Yechanan Shita in Bob Mitzia Daf Yud Beis. Whenever the children are smuchim al shulchanoi, so we say we treat it as if it's ein lehem yad, and that's all part of the takana de rabbanon of mitzios eliyavi. But then the Gemara is shaving it down. It's not 100%. So the Gemara says, well, mitziyos aliyaviv, sometimes yes, sometimes no. If someone else is chayvo, and my child who's samach al shulchani, so I have a right to take all the money. That's also included in mitziyos aliyaviv. If someone was chayvo and the child, so the Gemara says, no, they don't think that's included. Why is mitziyos aliyaviv? Why they make such a takana mitziyos aliyaviv? Because there's going to be Eva. The parents are supporting the child, and the child finds a mitzvah in the street and he doesn't want to hand it over to the father. That's not fair. There's going to be Eva, but that's only Eva. The child didn't have to work hard on that. The mitzvah was mamash. He was just walking down the street and he found a $100 bill, a $1,000 bill. But if someone was chayvel and the child is tzari de gufa, so that the Gemara says, asvar nasenes, that there wouldn't be any Eva if the child would keep it. So that's why the Brisa says, "Achevu b'banim v'nosim shal acherim." If they gdolim, if they know how to handle the money, so give it to them miyad. Give them the money right away. Yidan salam miyad, yidan miyad, and they'll put it away in their bank account. If they're ktana, they don't know how to take care of their own money. Yidan salam segula. So the father should invest it for the child. What's a good investment? So the Gemara has two opinions. What would be considered a good investment? Some CD account, whatever. Okay. Yidan salam segula means put the money, invest the money, so the Tevis HaYisayim. But if the Yisayim, but the Tevis HaAkbanim, But if the children are gedolim, so then yitlam yad. So that's because someone else was chayvel on the children. But if the father himself is chayvel on his own children, achad ban nasu shalo is pater. Why is he pater? That's part of the takana derabanan that mitziyasa liyavlis. So Taisus finds it too hard. They should all be included in the takana derabanan. So they knock it down. The later Taisus, they say, in the end of the Taisus, the Taisus might say, the whole Gemara only goes on Shevis. It doesn't make sense to say that Nezik, Tzar, Ripa, Shevis, and Bosh, everything should go, the father should be potter from paying everything as part of the takana derabanan. So the Taisus thinks probably only Shevis. Shevis always goes together. Shevis goes to the one who's entitled to Maisei Adayim. Maisei Adayim normally goes along with the one who is supplying the mezainis. Whoever's giving mezainis gets the Maisei Adayim. So since they're smuchim al shulchan avihem, so if they're going to earn any money, there is no such halacha that Maisei Adayim ha gadol hasal. Let's say you have children who have a job. They're smuchim al shulchan avihem and they have a job and they make money. So there is no takana de rabbanan that the money that they earn from the job belongs to the parents. But theoretically, it would have made sense that there should have been such a din. Taisa says, usually Maisei Adayim goes along with the concept of mezainis. If someone's giving mezainis, he should be the one who's entitled. What's mezainis all about? People work for a living in order to have... People are not supposed to work to put money away, to become multimillionaires. You earn money in order to have money to live on. So since the parents are supplying the children with all of their mezainis, smuchim al shulchan aviyem, so theoretically, it really should have made sense that you should give the Maisei Adayim to the parents, but they never made such a takana. But if someone, but if the father is chayvel and the child, so the shevis he should be pater from paying, because theoretically the Maisei Adayim should have gone to him. So that's what Tosis tones it down. They say that the takana derabanan that a chayvel bebanav nosav shalo is pater doesn't mean he's pater from everything. It's only pater from shevis. That's all. It's not part of Mordechai Mishan Devarim.
Why does it say Yaslam school? Why can't we just, why do we have to invest the money and risk losing it or getting more money? Why can't they just hold on to the money until they get over?
The Gemara says you have to invest it in a very safe investment that's not going to go sour. So what's a very safe investment that's not going to go bad? The Gemara says you buy a safer Torah and it'll go up in value.
Or would there be anything wrong with basically just holding on to the money and giving it to Alpha?
Yeah, the apotropis should see Lutovus Aysam to try to make more money for the Aysam. Here they know Aysam. Here they're children, they have a father. So the Gemara says if it's not right to hold the money in a mattress, they should sleep on their money. They should invest the money wisely in a situation where it's practically impossible to suffer a loss. You can't say there's everything has a risk. You can buy government bonds, the government can collapse. But it's a far-fetched concern that the government make a lot. So you buy government bonds, sure. So that's Yasalem Segula. You do whatever is the best under the circumstances. So one thinks that buying a Sefer Torah is the best. So when the child will be 10 years older, the Sefer Torah will be worth so much more money. Everything is going up. There's always inflation, and everything is going up in value.
That's supposed to sell.
Yeah. So how's he making money on that? How's the kid making money on that? I don't know. The other opinion is you buy a tree, you plant the tree, and it gives off pears every year. Okay, so the pears go to the kid. Okay. So this Gemara again has a blend of dinim deraisa with dinim derabonim. Yeah. What's the din? The bas mitziyasa liyaviho. The bas mitziyasa liyaviho is only if she's a ktana. And it's based on the Takana and the Mishnah in Bava Metzia. Metzia's banav benos of Aktanim goes to the father. So that's part of the Takana de Rabbanah Mishum, because it's because the smuchim, the way we pass like Abiyachim, because the smuchim are Shulchan Aviyim. So therefore, they made a Takana de Rabbanah. Is that the reason why? So Tosfos shows from the Gemaras. Rashi writes in one place that Abbas Metziyasa Leaviyah up until Bagrus. Is a din daraisa? Because kol shvach nirech liyaviyo. So Tosis is masig on the Rashi. What is he talking about? It's not correct. It's not a din daraisa. The Tosis says no. It's only a din derabanan, but it's more than the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, that when the smuchim al shulchan aviyem, The mitziyasam is liavim. No, by the bas, even she's not smuchal shulchan aviyah. Because man that she's still a ktana or a naira, the father can marry her off. If the father will get angry at the daughter, he can always fix her up from life. He can marry her off. Sometimes parents get so fed up from their children, they lose their calm, and they do something that's riesh. So Tosis points out the Gemara is concerned, the Tanaim are concerned that if the daughter is not going to give the mitzvah to the father, even though she's not smucha al shulchan aviyah, she's not being supported by the parents, she's on her own, a little 10-year-old girl, she does everything on her own, she makes her own money, she buys her own food, clothing, everything on her own, but still the father has a right to marry her off. So the father can always, if the father is amshugan, if he gets angry enough, he can marry her off to a menuba l'mukhishkin and ruin her for life. So therefore, then Tosis claims that takone was made that mitziyasa liaviyah, even she's not smucha al shulchan aviyah. We're afraid the father may get so angry. Why the daughter is not giving the mitziyah to the father? Why the children should give the mitziyah to the parents if they're smucha al shulchan aviyah? That we understand. That's Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation in the Mishnah Bab mitziyah. And now there's a gemara that says that Abbas mitziyasa liaviyah up until Bagrus mitziyasa liaviyah. Even if she's not smucha al shulchan aviyah. So what is that all about? So Rashi says, kol shvach niyom navi, that's a din d'araisa. So he says, what are you talking about, din d'araisa? It's not a din d'araisa. A din d'araisa doesn't include mitziyos al yaviyah. So Taisa says, no, it's mishum eivo. It's clear in the Gemara that it's mishum eivo. That if they're not going to mix, if the girl is not going to hand over the mitziyah to the father, that's the last three lines in the Taisa on Pei Zayin Amar Aleph. Not like Rashi. Rashi one place writes that it's a din derais. Mitziyasa liaviyah by the bas is based on kol shvach niyom levi. So Tosis debunked that. Tosis says there is no such din of kol shvach niyom levi. That pasuk is a hu be hafaris and dorm hu dichsiv. There is no tzar hashove. There is no one encompassing din that or anything the girl is marviach goes to the father. So this is a separate takana de rabbanu. We're afraid that a father may get, sometimes parents get very angry at their own children. We're afraid the father may get angry at the daughter. She won't give him the mitziah, so he may marry her off to a venuva or mukashkin, even though she's not smucha al shulchan aviyah. She's leading her own life. Maisiyadah min atara goes to the father up until Bagrus. The ability to sell as an amarviyah is up until Nairus. But even when she's a Naira, Maisiyadah go to the father, that's a din min atara. The only shayla is, let's say the girl's on her own. She doesn't live at home. So she works and she earns a lot of money. And she rents her own apartment, she buys her own food and her own clothing. What does she do for a living? I don't know. Movie star. I don't know. What does a 10-year-old girl do? I don't know. So the father is going to say, I demand all the money, every penny that you earn. It's a din deraisa. Maisiyadeli avia. So the shah said, but she has her own apartment. So who's going to pay the rent? Who's going to pay for the food and the clothing? So the Gemara says, by an Eved Kenaini, that's another theme in the middle of Pezayin Beis. There are three themes over here. The one theme is, what are the dinim deraisa? So the din deraisa that we did first, the top tesis made it a lot harder. It was hard enough to understand the din of deraisa. The top tesis made it a little more complicated. What are the din of deraisa? Then we covered the din of derabbanan, and now there's a third theme over here. If a person has an Eved Kenaini works the whole day. He does whatever I tell him: mow the lawn, wash the windows, wash the dishes, do all kinds of things. Whatever he asks him to do, he does. And then when it comes time to give him breakfast, lunch, and supper, I say, I own you. Let's say I own a behemoth. So I make the behemoth work till it drops dead. Okay, if I want, I can shoot the behemoth. Not right, it's Tzav Bal HaChayim, I did it not there. Okay, but the behemoth doesn't have any rights and privileges. There's no dinan amuchiv to supply the behemoth with breakfast, lunch, and supper. If I won't have any brains. If you're stupid, you don't have any brains. So you work the behemoth until it drops dead, so you won't have any behemoth, so you won't be able to do any work. So the shot is, what about an Eved Kenaini? Can I tell the Eved Kenaini, I say me, I want you to do work all day and all night. Ve'eini zoynach. I'm not going to give you emezah. The Eved Knaas is not going to die from starvation. He'll go shnari money by other people. He'll go visit this one for breakfast, the other one for lunch, the other one for supper. And if he can't make, he doesn't get enough food. So the Adam will be a nice guy. He'll chip in also. He'll chip in with the rest of the whole Jewish community. The Eved is chayv mitzvahs kisha. He's an observant guy. So does the Adam have the right to take all the maisei yadav of the Eved Knaas? That's a din deraisa. Kol mashkan Eved Knaas rabbi the maisei yadayim belong to the Adam. That's a din deraisa. And Eved Knaas. So does the Adam have the right to say, I say me, I want you to work all day long, ve'ein izaynach? I'm not mukhayif to give him a zaynus. Should he say no, that he is mukhayif to give him a zaynus? So that's a shayla. That's a shayla. That's a pilpul in the Gemara. That's a pilpul in the Gemara in different places. They give you the marmikamis on the side. But this whole pilpul, whether the Adam can say, I say me, ve'ein izaynach, I'm not mukhayif to give him a zaynus, why should the Adam be mukhayif to give him a zaynus? Where is the? It doesn't make any sense. The Eved is going to die from starvation. So it's stupid. He's not going to want to work. He's not going to want to work for you if so he's going to slow down. So it's a stupid thing to do on the part of the other. If he has brains, if he has an ounce of brains, of course he's going to give him Cheerios for breakfast. Breakfast to the champions. But he's going to give him a good breakfast, lunch, and supper. So he'll do a good day's work. If he has brains, he'll give him. But the Gemara is not discussing whether brains, whether seichel or not seichel. We're just discussing the abstract halacha. It's never going to come up. It's not in the best interest of the Adam that you should pull such a shtick to say, I say me ben Zayin. But the Gemara is asking theoretically, can the Adam say, I say me ben Zayin, or should I say no? The Adam is Bukhi ben Zayin. What mechatesa? Where do you have a din? There's a din haba Bukhi ben Zayin Sishto. Husband's Bukhi to give food to his wife. That's all machlaikis, whether that's the Raisa the Rabban. The Ramam holds that that's a din the Raisa, that's Sher Ksisve Nasa Lo Yigra. Share ksusa v'yanasa lo yigra. Share goes on the food. Ksusa goes on clothing. And yanasa means tashmish. And the other rishonim paskin that mezainas ishta is only the rabbanon. Abal chai be mezainas ishta and ksus and everything is the rabbanon. And the pasuk share ksusa v'yanasa lo yigra. Everything goes on tashmish. Everything goes on tashmish. Kirabasa share means shirabasa. Kirabasa. Ksusa means a nightgown. Bishas tashmish. Everything goes on tashmish. And the chiyav habal to support his wife to buy food and clothing is only the rabban. So funny machlok is hatanoim in ksubis, ramem hey, and the machlok is the ramam and all the other rishonim had a pasuk. There are a few slight nafkaminas lidina, whether mezainas habal is the raisa rabban, there are a few slight nafkaminas, but it's not that significant. It doesn't really make that much of a difference. Bottom line, halacha lemaisa, the baal is chay mezainas ishta, either min ha-Torah or the rabban. So the baal is chay mezainas ishta that we know. Why should I say that the Adam is Mukhayib and Mizayin is Eved Knaas? Why should there be such a din? There is no pasuk. The Gemara just says, there's a pasuk that says, for sure not, Kitav Le'imach. Either one pasuk, Ketesis has one opinion, a different pasuk, whatever it is. The famous pasuk is, Kitav Le'imach, Imach Ma'ach, and Le'imach Mishnah. That by an Eved Ibrid, for sure, Yechayib and Mizayin is Eved. And Koshkein Bito, by a daughter, for sure. He cannot say, the father cannot say, to the daughter who is up before Bagrus, that Maisi Odeho is the Avi, he wants all the Maisi Adayim, they're not going to give her any money back from Mizaynus, she should go ask for Nedavis. For sure, the father has no right to say that to the daughter. The father's Chayb in Mizaynus Ishtam. Is that what it means? The father's Chayb in Mizaynus Ishtam in HaTorah. Mizaynus Bitam in HaTorah. And the other is Mukhib in Mizaynus Avidibi in HaTorah. It's not true. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is, the Beferish Gemara in Gittin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. When you look in the Gemara, you see Beferish like that. The Pshat is, what was that Tzad in the Gemara to say that the Adon of the Eved Knaas cannot say, I say me, v'ani zaynach? What was that Tzad that the Adon is chui b'mezaynus Eved Knaas? For sure it's not true. The whole thing is not true. The Baal is chai b'mezaynus ishtoi. That's true. That's a din. Either it's a din in HaTorah according to the Rambam and half of the Tanaim, or it's a din in the Rabbanim. But no one says there's a din min haTorah that the Adon is Mukhayib and Mizaynus Eved Ivri. Not true. And the father is Mukhayib and Mizaynus Bito. Also not true min haTorah. So there is no such din. The din is like this. Maybe the right of the Adon to take the Maisi Adayim of the Eved Knaas only begins past the point of the amount of Maisi Adayim that he needs for Mizaynus. The Eved is very talented. So he can earn $300 a day. So the Mori has a suffix. Does the whole $300 goes to the Yodon? And where's he going to get money to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper? Let him go schnar by the neighbors? But he say no, the right of the Odon to Maisa Yodayim only begins after the first $25 that he needs for the meal to live on. So the Odon is not entitled to the full $300 that the Eved Kanani can earn. He's only entitled to $275. The right to Maisa Yodayim, every person has a right to earn, not everybody earns a living, but everybody has a right to earn a living. So the Eved Kanani also has a right to work, to be able to buy food. So to say the Odon owns the Eved Kanani Kishor Bahamora, yeah, he owns them and he's entitled not to the full $300. He's only entitled to $275. The first $25, the Odon has no right to take. It's not that the Odon is mukhif to give him. So let's say the Eved is sick and he can't function at all. Then the Gemara said first, the Odon is not mukhif in Mizanis Eved Kanani. There's no thing the Odon is mukhif. If the Eved is not even earning $25 a day, then the Gemara says, for sure, the Yodan is not mechuyev in Mizaynus Eved Kanani. He's mechuyev together with the whole Jewish community. It doesn't make sense that he shouldn't want to give him the Mizaynus. He's not going to give him the Mizaynus. Even when the Eved gets better, he's not going to want to work well for him. So he's going to do a poor job all day long. So Sechel dictates he should give him good Mizaynus, that it's going to be a good investment. But we're forgetting about, leave out the Sechel, what Sechel did. Just talking about Pidin. But to what extent is the Yodan entitled to have the Eved Kanani work? So this, no one ever said, the Gemara never had a tzad to say that the Yodan is mechuyev in mezaynus Eved Kanani. Not mechuyev in mezaynus Eved Kanani. A bal chay be mezaynus ishta, either a din derayis or din derabbanan. No one's mechuyev in mezaynus Eved Kanani. So don't say lo lama isha. Just like the husband is mechuyev in mezaynus ishta, so the Yodan is mechuyev in mezaynus Eved Kanani. There is no such thing. The Gemara's debate whether the Odin can say by Eved Kanani, I say me, the any Zaynach is, does the schus of the Odin to the Maisa Yodayim, the $300 daily Maisa Yodayim, does it go the full amount that he earns, the Odin is entitled to? Or no, the schus of the Odin only begins after the Eved already took the first $25, then the Odin to begin with is only entitled to the $275. But let's say the Eved is not earning any money at all, permanently, temporarily, then the Adam for sure is not Mechuyev in Mizaynus. That's the Gemara giving him a favorish like that. So here the Gemara says that even if you'll hold by Yavik 90, the Adam can say Asayim Midi and Mizaynus, but by Yavik Ibi for sure not, and by Bito for sure not a Kavachayim of Yavik Ibi. So it also doesn't mean to say that there's a Chiyev to give Mizaynus to the Yavik Ibi. There is no Chiyev to give Mizaynus to the Yavik Ibi. It means the Adam is not entitled to the Mice. To the full Maisa Yodayim of the Eved Ivri. He's only entitled to $270 worth. He's only entitled to that amount of the Maisa Yodayim that's over and above the basic amount of money that he needs in order to buy food every day.
Yeah.
It should be more than $25. Okay. $50. Okay. That's correct. It's more than by Eved. Even if you hold that by Eved Kanani, the Ein Hodon, the Odin cannot say Asayim Mi Menizah, it's not going to be the same as Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri has to give him the same. If he's eating steaks, he can't give him hot dogs. He has to give him steaks also. Kitayv Le'imach. That's what Tosfos in Kiddushin quotes the Yerushalmi. But if the Odin only has one pillow, so he has no right to take the pillow for himself and not give to the Eved. Kitayv Le'imach, you have to treat the Eved the same as you treat yourself. So what, I should give the pillow to the Eved? I'm not going to have the pillow. So I'm not going to have, so that's not fair. So I'll say, I won't give the pillow, I won't use the pillow, I won't give it to the Eved either. So that's a Zambira Sadom, so that's not fair. So if you only have one pillow, so you have to give it to the Eved. So that's why the Yerushalmi has a lotion, kala kaina Eved Ivri Liatzma, kila kaina Odon Liatzma. You buy yourself an Eved Ivri, sometimes you have to treat him better than you treat yourself. If you only have one pillow, you have to give it to the Eved. Not just you have to share whatever you have with the Eved if you have enough, and if you don't have enough, there's nothing to share. No, if you don't have enough, if you only have one steak and one hot dog, so he gets the steaks, and the other gets the hot dogs. Because the hot dogs are to be preferred. So this Omer of the Gemara has a blend of the basic dinim deraisa, then you have a couple of dinim derabanan thrown in because of the Mishnah of Metzias Cherosha to the cotton, Harielu shall avihem. And we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, that like cotton mamish will like gadol mamish. So then Tosfos says, based on the whole sugya, Tosfos says kamis mucha mashulchanan. Since we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, that kot means samach al shulchan aviv, and there's a takana de rabbanon that mitziyasa li aviv. So to make the father pay, he's going to be chayvul and the bottom of nasav shalom. That's not right. That's included in the takana de rabbanon of mitziyasa li aviv. You don't make him pay. And the later Tosfos tones it down a little bit, and they want to say it only goes on Shabbos. Then the Gemara brings in the third topic of Asei Mi Veinu Zaynach. So the original Machloek is Asei Mi Veinu Zaynach in Gitna Ksubis by Yevet Knaini. By Yevet, everybody agrees. He cannot say, Ki Tov Leimach, Imach Machle, Imach B'mishnah. That the statement in the Gemara, Hakol HaKoyne Eved Liatzma, Ki the Koyne Odol Liatzma, only goes if you buy an Eved Ivri, not if you buy an Eved Knaini. Ki Tov Leimach, with the one pillow, the whole story, that's Eved Ivri, not Eved Knaini. So the Gemara says, if by Eved Ivri there's a din, Imach Machal, Imach B'mishte, so for sure by Bito there's such a din. But let's say the boss is sick and she's not earning any money, then the father is not more, strictly speaking, Minatar, the father is not more Mechuyev than anybody else to pay for the bills. The din of the Rabbanon, that until a certain age, the father is Chayav B'mizayin, is Banu B'nos V'Aktana, until the age of six. But in the Torah, the Taka, there is no such thing.
Yeah. Rabbanir holds against this is that Nezek, the father, wouldn't be chayav if he would hit his kids.
I mean, Tosfos wanted to tone it down that it only goes on Shabbos.
This is also Nezek. Because a father can hit his son, so it's impossible that he's not going to hit him.
Very difficult Talmud Gemara. Then you look in Shulchan Aruch, becomes more complicated. They quote the Rosh, and there's a long Birat Rosh, exactly what the Rosh said, and the Torah understood and misunderstood the Rosh. Halach Lamai says it's not so easy. This din is not so easy. Nachama, what does the Mishnah have? There's a Machloek Yisatanayim where the Eved Yeshla Boshes. I mean, if the Eved is Chayvel and someone else, Eved be Yishib Pigyosim Rosh, Ovla Bachem term, they don't have any assets. Unless Nishtach or Eved Lachazman, then you do collect. But we're talking over here in the reverse. Someone is chayv David Knaini, shalacherim. Chayv bekulim, we pay nezik tzari peshevus, but we should pay all the money to the other, except for the reaper goes for the doctor bills. Rabbi Yehuda has a chiddush, ain lavadim boishes. If you're mevayish and David Knaini, you're not chayv. What he's giving a psychological statement that he's saying the Eved doesn't feel bad. No, he's saying a halachic statement. Not saying psychologically the Eved doesn't feel insulted. Of course he feels embarrassed. Whatever, I undressed him in public, or I slapped him, or I humiliated him, or something, whatever. Of course he has boshes. Means al pidin, he can't collect any boshes. So the Gemara wants to know, my time in Rav Yehuda, must be a pasuk. He's not saying a psychological statement that the Eved doesn't feel hurt. You can take off all of his clothes in the middle of the street and he won't feel humiliated. You can slap him all you want and he won't feel insulted. That's ridiculous. Ein lavan and boshes means al pidin, you don't pay. The Gemara says, my time in Rav Yehuda, what's the marker? The Gemara says, the pasuk that talks about boshes. Means that she's mevazehim. The katzoy says kapo is not to be taken literally. It means mamon. Means that she has to pay boshes. So that parsha is the mocker for the institution of boshes. So since it's tatzov ki notzu anoshim yachdiv ish v'yachiv. Ish v'yachim means to the exclusion of an Eved Knaini. Mishesh l'ach v'yatza Eved, she'ein lo achvo. What does that mean, Eved ein lo achvo? A Buddhist drasha. Eved ein lo achvo, so you never pay boshes. So we have two Rashis. We have the Rashi in the text, the way it says printed on the Omer. Then you have the Rashi in the margin. Zeh shamati. What do we have in the text? Yatza Eved, she'ein lo achvo, Yisrael, she'ein abo b'koho. That's what it means. She'ein lo achva, he's not allowed to marry a Jewish, he's not allowed to marry into a Jewish family. Ein lo achva. And on the side it says, Eved ein lo achva, shemuta b'achoso u'be'esh esochiv. Nechsiv, amach amor, amadom alach amor, v'zeh shamati. Is that taka true? Eved muta b'achoso, is there such a din? Is there such a din? Even muta bebita, muta bachosa. There is such a Gemara in Sanhedrin. But there's a Menchas Chinuch points out that on that Gemara there is a machlokes, the Rambam and Rashi. What does it mean? Eved ein lo yachas. Shulachan poem machamar amadem alachamor. Eved ein lo achva ein lo yachas. Not related to anybody. So the Chumash has different dinim that depend on kurva. You have Gilei Arayis, there's a list of relatives that you're not allowed to marry. Then you have a din of Yerusha, depends on Kroivim. Then you have Psuleyedis, depends on Kroivim. Kroivim Apostleidis. We have two different Chalashemis of Kurva. We have a Kurva of Sheer Basar, and there's a Kurva of Mishpacha. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, we should take the census to count the Nisal and Mishpachoisam, the Beis Avoisam. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, and Yesh Nechlin. Mishpachas av kriy mishpacha, mishpacha same ain't a kriy mishpacha. Let's say by Yerusha, it says, HaKarav Eilo b'mishpach to b'yora shoysim. The Gemara says that Yerusha is only mishpachas av kriy mishpacha. Mishpachas same ain't a kriy mishpacha. The relatives, I have cousins from my father's side, I have cousins from my mother's side. So when I die, so my children get the Yerusha. Let's say I have no children, I have no grandchildren, so the Yerusha goes to the cousins. So it goes to the cousins from the father's side, not the cousins from the mother's side. Cousins from the mother's side are not related to me. What do you mean they're not related? Of course they're related. They're not called a kurva of mishpacha. Mishpacha sab kri mishpacha, mishpacha sab meni kri mishpacha. The kurva from the mother's side are called shir basa. It's a different chalashen kurva. Because in the parsha of Gilei Arayis, this week's parsha, Achrei Mos Kedoshim, you have the parsha of Gilei Arayis, ishi shal kol shir psoroi, lasikavu lagala servo. It says Sheer Basar. It doesn't say Ishi Shal B'nei Mishpachto B'yikavu L'gavu Sar. Because Mishpachto would imply as if only relatives from the father's side are included. The Chumash has relatives from the mother's side. Mother's sister, the mother's sister-in-law. You have relatives. A half-sister. My mother has another daughter, not from the same father. So that's a relative from the mother's side. So a half-sister from the mother's side is also an Issar Koreis. It's also an Issar Gilei Arayis. That's why the parsha of Gilei Arayis, it's introduced with the word Ishi shall call Sheer Basara L'Sik V'L'Galzer. Because Kurav Sheer Basara you do have on the mother's side. Just Mishpacha you don't have. Mishpacha is only on the father. Sheer Basara is both. The father's side, the mother's side, they're both called Sheer Basara. See here the Gemara has a din. The Pasuk says Shvulachan Poi Machamar. We don't know if Avraham Avinu really said that. It could be that the Chumash is not quoting 100% what Avraham Avinu said, but the Baruch Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu to write that Avraham Avinu said Shvulachan Poi Machamar. So we learn how the din from that. Amadai Melech Amor, that the other Knaini is Dinu Kechamor, that is Ein Lo Yachas. So the Shad is Ein Lo Yachas. What kind of Yachas? It means Yachas of Mishpoche he doesn't have, or even Yachas of Sheer Basar he also doesn't have. So the Gemara says, Nachri Shahoyla Bani Benachri Yusuf in his Gayer. There was a couple who were not Jewish and they had children, and then they converted. And the Rambam says, and the children converted also. So the Shaila is Gershon is God cut in Shinala Dami, he's not related to the children. So Rish Lakish says, not yet to Biriviriv. He has to start his life all over again. The children that he had, the Nachri Yusuf, and he was this guy, and they were this guy, he's not related to them, he has to start all over. That's where Rish Lakish holds. That he's not yet to Biriviriv, but the children, the bottom, Shaila, the Nachri Yusuf, because Gershon is God cut in Shinala Dami. We don't pass him like Rish Lakish, we pass him like Rabbi Yechanan. But even though there is a din of Kukut and Shinala Dami, for some reason or another, it's talking questionable. Why? For some reason or another, the din is that you are Yaitzei, Kuri Verivi, with the Tiln Shari Lo Ben Achri Yusuf. The Rambam writes, if Nizgai Rahabon. So the Gemara says, even though we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that's only, the Gemara says, in the end of Abol Yavimta, that's only Hayul Abonim Ben Achri Yusuf. He was a Nachri. Let's say Hayul Abonim and he was an Eved Kanaini. And then he's Nishtachrer. So then the Gemara says, even Rabbi Yechanan agrees that he's not yet to Biriviriv with the children that he had while he was an Eved Knani, because an Eved ain't lo Yachas. He was never related to the children in the first place. The Nachri is Yesh lo Yachas. The Nachri was related to his children. And for some reason or another, we don't say Kot Mishanah Ladami Benegayet to Biriviriv. Rish Lakish holds you do, so you're not yet, so you have to start all over again. It's like Mesu Habanim. Once you convert, you're not related anymore. So it's like Mesa Rabbanan. You have to start having a family all over again. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that for some reason or another, you don't say Kachot and Shinov Dara. But that's only for Rabbanan and Achra Yusa, because they were Mesiachas after him, when they were all four were Nachrin, the father and the mother, and all the children were Nachrin, there was a Yachas. But if Ha'il Abbanim, Yosef, Evid, Kanaini, Benish Tachra, then in Mars, everybody agrees you're not Yotze Pir Rivia, because Evid ain't no Yachas, so he's never related to the children in the first place. So see from the Gemara. The Rambam writes if Nisgaira Habbanim. So that's a Machlokes, how to interpret the Rambam. The Bishmur quotes Tubshot. So the Magen Mishnah learns the Rambam. You only Yotze Piri Rivia if the children are also Megaya. What should I have to say Yotze Piri Rivia? Even non-Jewish children. The mitzvah Piri Rivia, Kodem Atten Torah, the mitzvah applied even to the non-Jews. So the mitzvah was to give birth, to populate the world with more people. So even if the children are going to be non-Jews, it's still Yotze the mitzvah Piri Rivia. Lacham Atten Torah, the mitzvah no longer applies to the Yom HaSodom. It only applies to Bnei Yisrael. So the Pashto says you're only Yotze the mitzvah if you populate the world with Jewish people. And you're going to have to room to transmit the Masorah of the Torah to. So that's the way the Magen Mishnah learns Pshat in the Rambam. A Pasha to Svara, the Rambam added on to the Gemara. In his guy, Ruhu Bonavimo, the only time Rabbi Yechanan says Yetzipir Rivi is if the children were in his guy. If the children are not in his guy, said, I'm not Jewish, how can you be Yetzipir Rivi with those children? That's how the Magen Mishnah learns. And the Bir Agro likes the other Pshat better. The Beishmul quotes the both Pshat in Eben Ezra. Yiragra likes the other pshat better. The Rama meant to say, "Afilu nizgai rahabanim." If lo nizgai rahabanim said it was only katan shenolad from the perspective of the father and not from the perspective of the children, ger shenizgai katan shenolad. That means that the ger walks away from all of his relatives. The relative never walked away from the ger. The ger walked much away from the relatives. But if nizgai hu banabimo, the father walked away from the children, and the children walked away from the father, they both walked away. Tazveni Yom Yamayim Ezbeka, they're two miles apart. Not 1 mile apart, they're 2 miles apart. And the Rambam says, even if this guy Rahubanabima, he's still Yetzipir Rivia. But if Lain is Gaira Habanim, it's a Kabachaima that you are Yetzipir Rivia. That's how the Vilna Gaon prefers that pshat. The Beishmol has the two pshat. How to read the Rambam? So the Gemara says that even though the din is like Rabbi Yechanan, that Hoyla Banim and Achi Yusuf and his Gaira is Yetzipir Rivia with those children. That's only if he was an Ochri, but if he was an Eved Kanaani, an Eved Ein Lo Yachas, so the children would have a Mesiachas after him. So the father is for sure not Yotze the mitzvah of Piri Rivia. Women are not Mechidim Piri Rivia, so we're just talking about the father. Father is not Mechidim. Why are you not Yotze? He says, see from that Gemara that Lechore, you see at least from the Gemara. In order to be Yotze Piri Rivia, the children have to be Mesiachas after the father. So Rish Lakish holds Kikot and Shinov Adam, he said, no longer Mesiachas. Rabbi Yechanan, for some reason or another, that's about Rav Avla Soloveitchik, he has in the Shiur, in the end of Chorus, he tries to give an interpretation. Why does Rabbi Yechanan not agree with Rish Lakish? After all, isn't Rish Lakish right? Kikot and Shinov Adam. So he gives you a Kvetch as Isa has, but why Rabbi Yechanan disagrees, for some reason or another, he don't say Kikot and Shinov Adam, he said, it's still related to each other. But they have to be related to each other like Nochem are related. If only related like an Eved Kanaani is not good enough. Eved Ein Lo Yachas. So here's the Shaila. When you say Eved Ein Lo Yachas, means the Eved has neither Yachas, Mishpacha, nor Sher Basar. Or you don't have enough evidence to demonstrate that that's true. Maybe an Eved is Ein Lo Yachas, just doesn't have Mishpacha, but Sher Basar he has. Sher Basar is both by the father's side and the mother's side. Shebasar is more inclusive, Chal Hashem Kurva. Mishpacha is a restricted, is a limited Chal Hashem Kurva. Mishpacha only applies to Mishpacha Sab. So maybe when we say Avodim Ein Lahem Yachas, maybe all that means is that an Eved doesn't have the Yachas of Mishpacha. And in order to be Yotze Piri Rivia, you have to have a Kurva of Mishpacha between the father and the two sons. And maybe a Kurva of Shebasar he does have. And Shebasar is not enough to be Yotze Piri Rivia. Maybe a Kurv of Shebasar he does have. So that's the Shada, how do you read the Gemara? This is what the Minchas Chinah points out in the mitzvah of Piri B'Rivi. So how do you read the Gemara in Sanhedrin? This on the margin in the Masoros HaShas, according to the Gemara. Eved muta b'imo muta b'bito. Says that Eved Kanaani is muta to marry his sister, muta to marry his mother, muta to marry his daughter. Because what? What does it mean? Is muta b'imo muta b'bito. So the Menchas Chinah points out it's a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. Does it mean because Eved ain't lo yachas? And Eved ain't lo yachas means he has neither the yachas of mishpacha nor the yachas of shebos. He has no yachas at all. He doesn't have shebos, or Kavachami doesn't have mishpacha. Shebos is more inclusive. He has no yachas at all. Muta mima, muta bebita, muta bachosa, everything goes. Has no yuchs in it all. And maybe I should say no. Muta be'ima, muta be'bita goes if he was... Originally he had a mother and a sister and a daughter. And then we made him into an Eved Kenani. We were megayer him the shame Eved Kenani. So Gershon is a guy could cut Nishanava dami. So that's why he's muta be'ima, muta be'bita. Because could cut Nishanava dami. Aye, but there's a din with the Rabbanon that the ger is not allowed to marry his mother, his sister, and his daughter. Even though Gershon has got cut Nishanava dami for various reasons, the Gemara gives. So that's what the Gemara says. And Eved is muta bima muta bebim too. You're not worried about the chumrah. The Rabbanim was never introduced over here. So the Menchas Chinam points out, if you look carefully, that Nekud is a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. So this shot that they have on the margin, Loshen Acher, at the top of Peches and Menalef in the Masoros HaShas, Lish Nachrinon and Rashi, Eved ain't lo achva shemuta bachoso. He's not related, he has no kurva at all with his relatives and his muta bachoso. Yeah, that's half of the Rishonim say like that. The other half of the Rishonim cannot say like that. They say it's not true. The Eved is only muta bachoso if they made him into an Eved. He was Nizgayer, the Shem Eved Knaini. So then you say, Tikot Mishanel Adami, but the Lachalal Yisrael Azayin Lo Higiyah, so we didn't impose upon him the Chumrim of the Rabbanik, that they should lay on upon him the Kedusha Hamur, the Kedusha Kala. We didn't oppose the Chumra de Rabbanan on him. So we remain on the level of the Raisa. Yeah, but if the Eved is born an Eved and he has a sister, a mother, and a daughter, he also Eved, then he will. He has Achva, then he has relatives. So those are two ways how he read the Gemara. Eved ain't lo Achva means he's also lover b'koho. Eved ain't lo Achva means muta b'achosa. That ain't lo yachas at all. He has no yuchsin at all. So that's a big machlek. So Rishon, those are the two pshatim. The pshat that it says in Rashi, in the text of the Rashi, in the Lish Nachrina, this represents the fundamental machlek. This Rishon. So the Gemara says, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda, has Rabbi Yehuda come up with such an idea? Eved ain't lo Eved avadim ain't lahem boishes. That al pedin, you don't have to pay boishes because the parsha boishes is introduced with the phrase, kinat zanashin achdavish v'yachiv. What it means? Achiv means she esh laachva. Yotze Eved. She'en lo yachva. Frek demar ve'rabbanon. What do the Rabbanon hold about that? They should also agree that Eved ain't lo achva. Rabbanon hold no. Achiv hu b'mitzvus. Achicha doesn't mean a relative. A lot of times the Chumash Achich means a co-religionist, another Jewish person. Whoever is achiv b'mitzvus is called achiv. Then the Gemara is going to go on to a whole fascinating sugya. Okay. This Gemara is more famous than Peizayna and Beis. Peizayna and Beis is a very sticky Gemara. The details are very complicated. Okay, we'll stop here.
If you want to be right, bro.